With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Iran said it fully reopened the Strait of Hormuz to commercial vessels, but President Trump said the American blockade will remain in full force until Tehran reaches a deal with the U.S., including on its nuclear program.
Iranian officials say the blockade was a violation of last week's ceasefire agreement between Iran and the U.S. Iran's parliamentarian speaker posted on X early Saturday that the strait, quote, will not remain open if the blockade continues. President Trump imposed the blockade early this week after Iran restricted traffic through the strait due to the fighting in Lebanon, which Iran claimed was a breach of the Pakistan-brokered ceasefire. Mr. Trump later suggested a second round of direct U.S.-Iran talks could happen this weekend. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The family of a man who died in jail has filed a federal lawsuit.
Investigators determined Charles Adair died after a sheriff's deputy shoved his knee into his back for 1 minute 26 seconds after Adair was handcuffed. Attorneys for the family are renewing their demand that video of what happened be released publicly. The lawsuit names the Wyandotte County Sheriff, the Unified Government for the County and Kansas City, Kansas, and Richard Fatherly, who was charged last year with second-degree murder in Adair's death. An attorney for Fatherly has said Adair's death was a tragic accident, but it was not the result of Fatherly's actions. I'm Mike Hempen.
Oil prices dropped back to where they were in the early days of the Iran war, and stocks raced to another record. The S&P 500 leaped 1.2% yesterday. The Dow leaped as many as 1,100 points before pairing and gain and ending with a jump of nearly 870. The NASDAQ composite climbed 1.5%. A freer flow of oil could take pressure off prices, not only for gasoline, but also for groceries and prices as well. This is SRN News. Virginia has a new contraception law. Michael Harrington has more.
Democratic Governor Abigail Spanberger has signed a measure that guarantees the, quote, right of all people to contraceptive drugs and devices and provides legal remedies if that right is violated. The legislation specifically covers any drug, device, or biological product intended for use in the prevention of pregnancy. Pro-life advocates point out this means abortifacients like Plan B are now a protected right in Virginia. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Gallup poll shows more young men in the U.S. now say religion is very important in their lives compared to young women. This is the first time young men have surpassed young women on this measure of religiosity going back 25 years. The poll finds that 42% of young men value religion highly, up from 28% a few years ago. Over the same time, young women's attachment to religion has stayed low, about 30%. This trend is unique to Gen Z, as women over 30 are still more religious than men. This is SRN News. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor apologizes to Brett Kavanaugh.
Justice Sotomayor publicly apologized to Justice Kavanaugh after making pointed remarks at a University of Kansas event that some court watchers felt implied he was out of touch due to his privileged background. The comments, widely viewed as a breach of Supreme Court collegiality, drew criticism from legal commentators and prompted her to issue a formal statement of regret.
Correspondent John Scott. The owner of home shopping network Pioneer QVC has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The filing by parent company QVC Group, which also owns the former home shopping network, arrives as long-running TV shopping networks struggle to adapt in the rapid shift by consumers now turning to live streams on TikTok or online marketplaces like Shein. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.